he just drove along. Usually they walked from here to Ashland. It didn't take all day long. It's only 35 miles. But it took a day to go up and a day to come back. He wouldn't feed him till we, now after we were married and we'd go to Ashland, well, they'd always stop at the river and eat their dinner and feed the horses. But we'd always take lunch from home, but we just eat in the wagon and so we went alone.
How'd the horses eat? Just graze there? Did you have anything to feed them, oats that you could pour over their head?
We didn't, they, at home, after I was married, they did here.
What was that called?
But, Feed bag.
Have you ever heard that called a morale?
Yes, I have. Yes, I've heard of those morales. And a hackamore. Now that's a rope that's made a good deal like a bridle and don't have a bit. It comes around their nose. And you can lead a horse anywhere you want to with a hackamore. Now when they were breaking him, to break a horse to lead, why they'd always put the hackamore on him before they put the bridle, before they bridle him. Bridle-wise horse. I'd rather ride anything under heaven than a horse that don't know how to guide. that was usually the first thing that they teach them, how to be bridle-wise, as they would call it. But a lot of horses is awfully slow to learn. But I'd rather ride anything than a horse that isn't bridle-wise.
When did you call a horse on the left-hand side when you had a team?
The left-hand side. Put old Dan on the right-hand side, Mother would say. Put old Dan goes on the right-hand side.
You never raised wheat, did you?
No, not, well, that, I think, raised one crop of wheat in 1913. He planted, I expect, maybe 40 acres. And I know he hired the Crouches to come over and cut it. They had a, I think, a header. I remember right. But that was the only wheat crop that he ever put in.
That was never gathered up in...
Now, after I was married, they used to cut the wheat and put it in shocks with a binder. They bind wheat and put it in shocks, but that was after, long after my folks had left here. And then they'd go along with a wagon, and men would throw these bundles up in the wagon, take it to the thrashing machine, and they'd thrash it that way.
Did you have to do anything to the land before you plowed it? Was any of this land that you plowed brushy or anything?
No. Now, some of it down in here, I don't think though there was sage brush down in here. Mighty little of the ground that's ever been plowed up with sagebrush, because sagebrush land is just real sandy, and more down on the river and up the Cimarron. And I don't think that there's, I know there wasn't any brush. But the sagebrush.
And in plowing, let's see, I think, did I ask you this? What did you, they use to break the sod here in the early days?
Well, just with an old sod plow, they called it.
What did they call it, the trench that it had cut?
Furrow.
Oh.
Furrow.
And let's see, what you raised on it, plowed ground, you'd say, was your
sod crop.
It
was
the
a sod crop, and you usually got a good crop at first. First crop, better crop off of your sod crop than you ever got after that.
That was after it had been plowed once.
After the first time it was plowed. I've heard Dad tell about planting potatoes